rezoning of 2501 Ferrier Street. Madam President.
Under file DAZ 2002 of 2010.
And it looks like we have a number of people in registered in support. And I'll call up the applicant. We have Dr. Mark Karpa. You can state your name and address for the record, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairperson. My name is Mark Karpa, number 5 Stonebridge Place. I am the chairperson for Immaculate Heart of Mary School Board of Trustees. With me is Mr. Picklick, the principal of Immaculate Heart of Mary School, and Mr. Paul McNeil, Vice President, Planning and Development, Western Canada for MMM Group Limited.
Okay, thank you.
Our intention was for Mr. Picklick to present an overview and a brief history of the school. I was going to present a brief timeline of our relocation project, and Mr. Paul McNeil was going to discuss the ACG report. If we could be informed if there's any opposition.
There is.
Thank you. So we'll continue. So at this time, I will call upon Mr. Rod Picklick.
Okay, thank you. Good evening.
Good evening. As Mark mentioned, I'll just give you a little bit of background about the school so you have the essence of what we're all about. Immaculate Mary School, formerly St. Nicholas School, is situated at 650 Flora Avenue in North Winnipeg. It is a nursery to grade 8 co-educational school owned and operated by the Sister Servants of Mary Immaculate, a Ukrainian Catholic congregation. The school was originally established in 1905 and has stood as a living monument of love and dedication, serving the needs of the Ukrainian community in Winnipeg for over 100 years. The school has always held firm to our four core values which define our identity. The core values of the school are academic excellence, the Ukrainian Catholic faith, Ukrainian culture, and community. In 1963, the present school building was officially opened and the name was changed from St. Nicholas to Immaculate Heart of Mary with the hope of making it less parochial and more citywide. In 1989, the school was incorporated and now is Immaculate Heart of Mary School Incorporated. Immaculate Heart of Mary School is the only Ukrainian Catholic school of its kind in Manitoba and Western Canada. Immaculate Heart offers a very strong program, which includes, of course, the Manitoba Education Approved Curricula, an accomplished athletics program, a vibrant musical performing arts program, an ever-advancing information and communication technology program, as well as before and after school supervision. The school's enrollment typically hovers at around 230 students. There are currently 20 staff members at the school, of which includes instructional, administrative, and support staff. The sisters appoint a board of trustees to govern the school on a day-to-day basis, and there is also a parents' guild, which strongly supports the various programs at the school. Immaculate Heart provides the facilities and programs it does based on the following sources of revenue: registration fees and tuition fees, fundraising and donations, and a grant from the Government of Manitoba for each child enrolled. As an independent school, Immaculate Heart receives approximately half of what public funding schools receive, and the grant money that we do receive is intended for instructional purposes, not for capital costs. Our current school is 23,000 square feet, situated on 1 acre lot at 650 Flora. There is one classroom for each grade, as well as a computer lab, a library, and a gymnasium. There is limited outdoor playground and minimal green space. With our ever-expanding programs that the school is offering, it is outgrowing its current facility. The community Immaculate Heart endeavors to provide a high standard of education for generations to come, and at the school's centennial celebrations in 2005, the Immaculate Heart of Mary School Board of Trustees, with the support of the Sister Servants of Mary Immaculate, announced the project would be initiated to relocate the school to better secure its future.
Thank you.
In June 2005, the Board of Trustees announced the relocation project. Several months into the endeavor, Immaculate Heart of Mary School held several town hall meetings to solicit thoughts of the community and to generate interest from people to serve on the relocation committee. The committee explored several options: expand existing location, explore existing school buildings, explore vacant land. After extensive research and analysis, the Immaculate Heart of Mary School Board of Trustees concluded that the only viable option is to purchase vacant land. Parcels of vacant land in North Winnipeg were researched, and 10 potential sites were identified. Of all the sites investigated, 2501 Ferrier Street was purchased for several positive reasons. It is a large, clean property, lots of space for a school building and green area, an ever-growing new middle and upper-income housing immediately west of Ferrier Road, as well as northeast of the purchase site. A large percentage of the current student enrollment resides in this part of the city. Phase 1 and Phase 2 environmental studies were conducted by ND Lee Incorporated and found no significant environmental concerns. Number 10 Architectural Group was hired to design a conceptual of the site. After numerous workshops and meetings, Number 10 Architectural Group provided the final desirables: a conceptual design of a new school, a site plan, and Class C estimates. Strategic Philanthropy was also hired to facilitate a feasibility study of the new school project. In May of this year, we met with adjacent property owners to initiate a dialogue and present our plan for the site. We met personally with Stefanchik Concrete, Imperial Cabinet Company, Nelson Machinery Limited, M. Block & Associates, Inland Heidelberg Cement Group, and Confor Structures. We also had a phone conversation with Kildonan Garden Supplies and Nouvelle Construction. All the neighboring property owners have no perceived concerns about our site being rezoned to allow a school to be built at 2501 Ferrier Street. This piece of property has been undeveloped for many years, and now through private investment, the City of Winnipeg has an opportunity to revitalize it, for it to become a vibrant place of education in the city's north.
For the record, I'm Paul McNeil, the MMM Group. Mr. Chair, I'd like to address the administrative report, and in particular, the ACG report. Before I get into the ACG report, though, I'd like to point out that there are a couple of typing errors within the overall administrative report. On pages 1 and on pages 5, there's a reference to rezoning to PR1, when in fact the rezoning is to PR2, just to clarify that, and the clerk is aware of that. I've also distributed through the clerk our comments with respect to the ACG report. There are 5 clauses in the ACG report that we would like the committee to examine. 4 of these I would consider as housekeeping clauses. We've been in touch with the ACG coordinator with respect to the wording in these clauses, and I'll deal with those first. That's Clause 6 refers to potential cost recoveries, but makes only reference to the potential cost recoveries for the road improvements, when in fact it should include Clauses 1, 2, and 3. In the event that the other services are extended, there should be cost recovery opportunities for those as well. And I believe the administration concurs with that change. The Clause 8, which deals with Manitoba Hydro or relocation of Hydro, we want to clarify that that does not include burying the existing overhead power lines, as many of the other properties along the street are businesses. Just about all of those poles have pole-mounted transformers. It would be an extremely expensive process to try to bury those lines. And we'd like that just clarified within that clause. Clause 11 deals with fencing, protective fencing, backing onto the railway track, and imposes a condition that this be a school's responsibility. We have no problem with that, but it also adds a clause that we should be fencing the east end of Beecher, which is well south of this, and I believe should not have been included in this recommendation. And finally, Clause 14, which deals with dedication. There is an inconsistency between the planner's report and the ACG report with respect to servicing. So that's, first of all, it's redundant. It could be removed in its entirety, but if it isn't and if it stays, then the wording should be clarified to be consistent with the planner's report, which is based on dedication of 10%, not 8% plus other.
10% on the increase.
Yes, on the increased value of the property. What I've done, Mr. Chair, in the second part of that package is duplicated the ACG report with our comments in red text to help clarify where we would like to see changes. The most significant of the changes that we'd like to talk about is contained within Clause 5. Clause 5 requires or stipulates that the developer should front-end the cost of pretty well improving all of the services along Ferrier Road from Beecher Avenue North, and we feel that's an unreasonable request to impose upon the school. I've also included for you a sketch that shows what the longer-range plans are with respect to the McGregor extension, so there are going to be other changes that will be occurring over time within the area. The school has absolutely no problem paying its fair share of the services and upgrades on the street, and in fact, that's the way that we would like Clause 5 to read, that the school would share its fair share, pay for its fair share of costs. The mechanism that we would like to suggest that that be done is through a local improvement, and we would request that the city consider advertising for a local improvement along the street to pay for those services, and the school would then pay for their full share of those services at that time. Other than that, Mr. Chair, I think the other clauses should be fairly straightforward, but I could open it up with questions rather than go on.
What is the cost to the applicant of this requested Clause 5 that the developer construct a, well, we'll call it a sort of a industrial size and thickness roadway past all the way from Beecher rather than just in front of their property?
Right, and in fact, that's what the administrative report is asking. The concrete, a full 10-meter-wide concrete industrial collector street width plus the associated boulevard improvements, et cetera, would be a cost of just under $1.2 million.
And the other things that you would, front-ending all of the boulevards, trees, ornamental street lighting, sidewalks, et cetera?
For their fair share of their frontage, it would be about $325,000.
To do the whole front end, the whole thing?
The front end, the whole thing was the $1.2 million, excluding the acreage charges, TSR charges, et cetera, taking that out of the formula. The total cost of that was $1.2. The concrete itself was just under $600,000, the concrete roadway.
As someone who's been a developer, a home builder, a consultant in this city for 25 years plus, as all of the properties abutting this are zoned M2, what do you think the odds are of the city recovering, knowing that its only method of recovery is if somebody applies for subdivision and or rezoning?
The area has been in transition, but the question is, would there be any incentive for any of these businesses to move, sell their properties, and see them redeveloped as residential or something else? I think that that would probably be a very long-term prospect. The opportunities for recovery for the school from others who then come forward with applications to rezone their properties could be a long way off. The sketch that I've provided to you, which shows the realignment of McGregor, I don't believe that that's currently in the city's capital works, five-year capital works budget. The timing of that could be a long way off. And in many respects, it seems to me to be rather out of keeping to ask for this level of improvement on a street that, in fact, at some point in the future is going to be quite a different street in terms of character. But to answer your question directly, I think the prospect for an immediate recovery is pretty slim. And so essentially this would be a sunk cost on the school's behalf for a very long period of time.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much, gentlemen.
No other questions?
Under your preamble, which started with housekeeping, you asked that clauses 1, 2, and 3 also be included in the city endeavoring to recover costs. If it's done by local improvements, there'd be no cost to recover.
That's correct. I mean, so that becomes a redundant clause.
So that one clause. that one clause, if we were to put in to this an approval, and if we were to recommend that all improvements as to water, sanitary, sewer, if necessary, storm sewer, boulevard, sidewalks, pavements, street lighting, et cetera, be done by way of this, a city-advertised local improvement would negate the need for any of those other changes.
That's correct.
Thank you.
And I should clarify as well that the property currently does have sewer and water services to the south end of the property, and we're not asking to be excused of any of that.
That you would front end for everybody, because you're yes. not having a school without sewer and water.
We understand that.
Okay.
Okay, thank you very much.
And I understand that there may be somebody in opposition,
yeah,
so we may
be
back,
you'll
be back to address
only
those
one
questions.
One person would be allowed back.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, there's a number of folks registered in support. I'll call your name out, and if you wish to speak, please come down. If you wish to just be registered for support, just indicate that as well. So Brock Finstra?
Support.
Support. Brent Winnick?
Support.
Myron Radowitz? Randall Scrametta?
Support.
Thomas Bodie?
Support.
Glenn Soler?
Support.
Okay. Slawomir Wapluk?
Support.
Dean Tokariski?
Support.
Christina Sinatinsky?
He's doing a good job giving this Filipino a workout on good North End names.
Teresa Slota?
Support.
Okay. Sister Ann Piscalny?
Support.
Okay. Jane McCarville?
Support.
Okay. Emil Picklick?
Support.
Jason Brennan?
Support.
Mark Galarnik?
Support.
Joan Sikorsky?
Support.
Okay. Remy Zabarowski, sorry. Okay. Sorry. Olga and William Katernik.
Okay.
Barbara Polishin. Larry Kimakovich. Wendell Colson. Okay. Is there anyone else? Who I haven't called that wish to speak in support? Okay, we'll move on to the those registered in opposition. We have Eva Goldfeld. You wish to speak? Good evening. Name and address for the record, please.
Eva Goldfeld, 607 Swales Avenue. I drive down Ferrier every day. It's an exit route for me to go to work. It's currently a dirt road with ditches. The traffic along there, since I've moved into the neighborhood 3 years ago, has been steadily increasing. Recently, there was development on Templeton and McGregor, the southeast corner, which opens onto Ferrier Street, causing additional traffic. I was told that there are supposedly 38 multiple housing units there, between 2 and 6 units. On the southwest corner of Templeton and McGregor is currently zoned for 32 housing units. And if you look further down on number 7 on today's sheet, 2401 Ferrier, all I was able to obtain from that information was that there was a 3-story apartment with 18 units and additional multiple housing units, which the city didn't have any additional information. My concern is there's increased traffic, there's a dirt road. This developer said that he was going to improve the road up to Beecher. So what happens between Beecher and Templeton, which is the exit route? We weren't told how many students would be the maximum in the school. I didn't hear that. I didn't hear what the new square footage of the school would be. The person that spoke just talked about the old school. I don't know how these students are going to be transported into the area. If they're walking into the area, then if they're taking transit right now is on Templeton, which means they would walk in from Templeton along Ferrier. Again, there's no sidewalks at all on Ferrier at the current time. The only exit route that I have to link up to McGregor Street, if you see Swales Avenue, loops around, connects to Beecher, and then you have to turn left onto Beecher to get to Ferrier, out to Templeton, and out to McGregor. I'm very concerned about the increased traffic, no sidewalks. There's going to be additional buses coming down the road. How much of the dirt road is going to be eliminated, and how is it going to change the area? The gentleman spoke about talking to Conforce. Conforce is right behind my house. There's a roadway that goes there. It's my back lane goes onto Conforce. We weren't aware when we purchased our home 3 years ago that there would be this type of development coming in along Ferrier, which is agricultural zoning at the at this present time, I believe. No.
Heavy industrial.
On that side of Ferrier, is it industrial as well? Okay. Like I said, Conforce already creates quite a bit of traffic with the heavy trucks. They're cement plant. And so we have quite a bit of traffic coming in behind the house, and also Conforce exits, all their trucks exit onto Ferrier. So we already have quite a bit of traffic there, in addition to the two developments that I spoke of and the one coming up on number 7 that I'm going to also be speaking to. Again, if you look at the way Swales exits onto Ferrier, there's limited exits from Swales Avenue, and so this is going to create even more congestion on that corner of Ferrier, Templeton, and Beecher. Thank you.
Okay, any questions? Okay, thank you, Ms. Goldfeld. Next up is Anne Gay. Name an address for the record, and just indicate your level of support, whether you're supporting or you're in opposition.
My name is Anne Gay. I live at 627 Beecher, and actually I put my name down on the wrong one, but I will have a say about this. And I'm actually don't really mind the school there, but what she was just saying brought to my attention that she has no idea what the people on Beecher have had to go through when Swales was cut onto Beecher. We wanted Swales to go right on to Ferrier. So there is a lot of traffic. I will agree with her. There's a lot of traffic. Beecher is very narrow, and the traffic coming down there is unbelievable now. So, but I put my name on the wrong one.
Okay. Thank you very much. Is there anyone that I haven't called that wishes to speak in opposition to the application? Anyone for information to the application? Okay. I'll call the applicant back.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Paul McNeil again. I think there are a couple of issues here that have to be taken into consideration. One is that the property under consideration is currently zoned M2, as was pointed out. It's not a question of whether the property will be developed. It's more a question of how the property will be developed. Any development in the area will, in fact, add traffic. I think that's part of the nature of growth within this city. The city does have a long-range plan with respect to managing traffic better within this area with the McGregor Avenue extension. But it's a little bit of a chicken and an egg question. The city doesn't make those kinds of investments until the development is occurring that warrants the city to make those investments, and I think this is part of the transition in the neighborhood, as was the new residential subdivision where Swales was included, that's seeing a transition in this area to a different character than the current character of industrial uses. The school, just in terms of how the children arrive at school, currently, for the most case, kids are dropped off at the school. The school design includes an appropriate turn-off and drop-off area within the school property. School buses are not typically used for the school or not used for the school. And I think, Mr. Chairman, that probably in terms of the main issues that I understood really were related to traffic and use, I think it is an appropriate use for the site. It's an improvement, in my view, in terms of the use for the community. And the traffic issue is one that I think will be managed better over a period of time. But it's an issue that is one that needs to be dealt with, I guess, in all areas as areas grow on the edge of the city. And I'm not sure that there's anything more we could offer up with respect to that, other than this becomes part of the long-range solution rather than part of a problem. If there are any questions with respect to that, I'd be pleased to respond.
Okay. Thank you very much, Mr. McNeil. Any questions? No. Okay.
Good. Thank you.
We'll now render our decision.
Mr. Chairman, I would move that the report of the Winnipeg Public Service be taken as read.
All those in favor? Contrary? Carried.
I'd move that the receipt of public representations be concluded.
All those in favor?